Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Edge Seafood Shed, and which is the official sponsor of Tom's Tirades, and Patriot Roofing, and our good friends out at Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
Absolutely, and of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, the show is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. If you like to listen on demand, we do have podcasts up. Our regularly aired shows are available via podcast on most of the major podcasting sites. You can also catch Tom's Tirade on demand via podcast at castbox.com. And you can always check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. You can follow me on Twitter at Cal_SBN. And we got a packed show coming up for you tonight. So if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information on the topics of the day, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Later on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Charlie Wilson from the good folks at Viva Medicare. Open enrollment deadline is quickly approaching, so he'll give us the latest on options for our veterans as they make their choices. And we'll also speak with our good friend Panini Pete from over at Ed's Seafood Shed. If you are a veteran receiving a disability payment, you can look to receive your biggest bump in over 7 years coming up in the new year. We'll give you the details. Also, the GAO has agreed to investigate members of President Trump's golf club in Florida for influencing decisions at the VA.
So what is he running, a hiring and firing facility out of Key Largo?
I don't know. You know, it's amazing what happens at the 19th hole. So, yeah. But
White House research.
South, White House South. Yeah. But female Marines may be looking more like their male counterparts at the next
birthday. Have you seen those uniforms?
I've seen a couple of pictures of them.
I saw them on the internet here the last couple of days when I was doing some research. It's unbelievable, man. It looks like just regular blues to me.
Yeah.
They got the high collar, you know?
Yep. So there's some changes to the new their dress blue uniforms. So we'll talk about that. And Tom's Tirade, Hot Wars, Cold Wars, and Forgotten Wars. A good one you don't want to miss. But first, with much of the nation's attention focused on Thanksgiving, the upcoming holidays and the invasion at our southern border. Many have forgotten or choose to ignore the fact that we still have troops serving in harm's way throughout the world. And, of course, they are not spared from danger. And, unfortunately, we have lost some heroes over this last week in which we were giving thanks for our many blessings. And it was really sort of a back-to-back. Tom, you had, the bigger story was that Tuesday there were three service members that were killed in Afghanistan. There were an additional four Americans that were wounded. But the three that were killed in Afghanistan died in an IED explosion near Ghazni. Now, one of the interesting things about this, Tom, is from the reports that have come out, they apparently were in an up-armored vehicle. And
they were?
Yeah. Yeah. And so for something like this to have occurred, it must have been a heck of a blast. So it'll be interesting to see as you get more information on exactly what happened.
Did I not hear where that may be that they were killed by members of the Afghan army that we were over there trying to train and work with?
Well, no, that was a separate instance. I think the Taliban has claimed responsibility. Believe it or not, they're still around. But the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the IED blast. But this came on the heels of the death of an Army Ranger back on Saturday. It was announced on Tuesday, but he was likely a victim of friendly fire. He was likely shot by Afghan forces.
Well, he was fighting alongside of the Afghan, our partners, they're calling them. You know, come on.
Friendly fire. They're fighting alongside what they're calling their Afghan partners, and I don't know if it's spin or not, but a press release from Operation Resolute Support stated that the initial review indicated that he was likely accidentally shot.
Oh, okay. Oh, accidentally.
Obviously, I'm sure, Tom, there will be an investigation.
I'm sure they will. But, you know, when you hear stuff like this, and we're over there trying to help train those guys to protect their own country, and then our guys are losing their lives by some of these individuals. It's kind of like we ought to keep our troops at home, you know.
Well, and you've heard some of that. I think General Mattis mentioned that he felt it was we needed to start moving towards some peace talks over there, so that we still have 14,000 troops.
Yeah,
14,000 troops.
A police force, I guess they were calling it,
that are deployed. Mm-mm. They're supposed to be assisting NATO, and so that means you have troops from other NATO countries, but they're supposed to be assisting in NATO's training and advising missions. But this occurred when the what they're calling the partnered force became engaged in a close quarter battle during an assault on one of multiple barricaded Al-Qaeda shooters. So it was an active engagement. And so maybe it was a friendly fire instance, but you're still talking about a volatile situation there, and the number of deaths that this brings to our troops killed in Afghanistan this year is 13, which is an uptick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the thing is, Tom, you don't know if it's because we are taking the fight to them along with our Afghan partners more, or if the Taliban and the insurgents are becoming more active.
Right. I think they're becoming a lot braver now that we've pulled out a lot of our troops, and we're not making all of the actions that we had in the past, you know, of going in and killing them or running them out of the country or what have you, you know. So now they kind of have a chance to grow.
Well, and I think that, you know, the challenge, and I was thinking this, you know, this is really the longest war the U.S. has been involved in. in Afghanistan. And I'm thinking, you start thinking, why are we still there?
Right.
And you think, well, okay, we still have troops in Korea, and we still have troops in Germany. You know, mm-hmm. we have troops all over. But is it an instance where ultimately, if we leave, the whole thing falls apart sure. regardless? Well, regardless of all the money that we put right. in and everything else.
We've kind of seen that in Iraq.
Yeah, and that's, I think that is the challenge that we face, because Afghanistan is still, it's still the Wild West.
Right,
so,
totally.
But anyway, we are thinking about those that have been lost and remembering that we still do have troops in harm's way in Afghanistan. But anyway, as always, you can go to the Scuttlebutt Stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Well, on the other side of the break, Mr. Charlie Wilson with Viva Medicare. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is a privilege to be joined by a patriot and a great supporter of our veterans, Mr. Charlie Wilson with Viva Medicare. Charlie, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing outstanding. I understand you've been a little busy today.
Man, we've been busy today, super, super busy today, but it's that time of year, annual enrollment period. We got till December 7th, so we've been hitting on all cylinders for sure.
Well, you've only got a week or so before that runs out, Charlie.
Yep, next Friday is it, that's right, for people to make their annual election period. I signed up three local veterans today, and every time I talk to one, we talk about your show, and you guys are making an impact. I just want you all to know that before we get started. Everybody listens to you guys. So,
well, that's one of the reasons that, you know, Cal and I were able to make all of this work for the last, 8 years or so. And yeah. that was the reason, because you have like 70 or 80 or 90 veterans associations that are supposedly helping all of our vets. But, you know, nobody's advertising about what they do or how they do it and why should you come see them and what have you. So that's one of the reasons we did it, and we appreciate guys like yourself with Viva Medicare Insurance to come on board with us, and that's why we have, like, the Gardberg and Kimberly law firm there that works with all of our vets so that we can help promote these things. Now, one of the biggest things that I want to ask you is we're talking about the 7th. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're turning 65 – here in the next month or so, in March and April, that you can't get a Medicare or service through you guys. That just means that's right. If you already have a Medicare policy, that you have to change it, or if you're going to change it, you've got to do it by the 7th?
That's right. So every year they have what they call an annual election period, and then the rest of the year they have a special election period for people turning 65 or moving or their plan discontinues or something, but every year, April or October 15th through December 7th, anybody on a Medicare Advantage plan can change their plan to another carrier or provider if they want to.
All right. Now, what about some of the people that that you're saying that you, a while ago when we were talking that you were kind of slammed with all the people that were signing up? What are some of the things that you found that they thought were the reason that they needed to change to Viva rather than being with the insurance companies that they were with?
You know, that's a great question, and there's several reasons. our biggest reason is our customer service. We've been number one in customer satisfaction 9 years in a row. That's on CMS's website, and we take great pride in that. That's not by accident. You know, anybody that signs up with Viva, we have 14 sales agents statewide, seven locations people can walk in. Advantage plans don't have that. Viva's one of the only ones where you can walk in year-round and talk to your agent or talk to your company. And, you know, everybody that signs up with our agents gets our personal cell phone number. People call me all the time. I had one of my ladies come in today, one of my customers. She had five envelopes. So Medicare and insurance companies send a lot of stuff we have to send per Medicare guidelines, and it's confusing. And so they're able to call me. I go to their home. She happened to come in today with five envelopes. I sat down, read all her mail to her, make sure she understood what she needed to do and the things she simply could throw in the trash can, because Medicare is super, super confusing. I have customers call me when they're at the counter for the getting their prescriptions filled, because I tell them how much their prescriptions are, and they call me and say, Charlie, they want $80 for this cream I got to pick up. Well, they shouldn't be paying more than $8 for that. So I get on the phone with the pharmacy, and I help them figure out what maybe they haven't done right, or what maybe my company hasn't done right to get that price right. So I handle all those things. Every agent in our company is the first person called by our customers. We have a great member services in Birmingham, a toll-free number. If somebody calls that, a real person answers the phone. We don't have a phone tree.
Okay.
Everybody
right.
loves those phone trees. Push one for this and two for that.
Right.
But we're just a different kind of company. Our people get to call us directly. They have relationships with us. I get phone calls 7 days a week. My daughter rolls her eyes when my phone rings because she knows I'm about to help somebody. And it,
yeah.
they don't know they have emergencies, they call me. And that sets us apart. You know, a lot of people don't like, we don't have any referrals except for a true pain management. Some people that have four or five doctors that see a lot of doctors have to get referrals every single month to go see their specialist. So
right.
we're real easy
right.
to do business with. And people appreciate that.
And you don't have to, with Viva, you don't have to get those referrals.
We only have one referral, and that is for a true pain management, and that's because of everything that's going on. Y'all know we've had three or four pain management doctors in Mobile and Baldwin County go to jail
in
the last few years. So there's a lot of stipulation on pain management. We have a lot of great pain management doctors, but you do have to have a referral for that. But everything else, we feel like if your knee's swollen, you should be able to call an orthopedic doctor and go see him without going to see your primary care physician
there you go.
To get permission.
Well, now, are all of these doctors, are they – all members of Viva, or is there a doctor group
so
that you have
that's
to?
That's a great question. So one of the things, Viva's owned by UAB Hospital Group out of Birmingham. They're the largest employer in the state of Alabama, the largest hospital group. Our customers enjoy every emergency room, every hospital in statewide. We cover you worldwide. So if you go out of state and you have an issue, you just go to an emergency room. We treat you like you're in network, and if you go out of the country, we pay up to $50,000 of medical bills. So we cover you worldwide. We have over 7,800 participating physicians in the state of Alabama. We have a huge network of doctors. Now, we don't cover every doctor, but we definitely have doctors in every category, pulmonologists, cardiologists, but we have a huge network of doctors, and that's an important thing, and that's another reason people switch to us. You mentioned earlier, you asked why people switch to us.
Right,
that's one
right.
of the biggest reasons. There's other insurance companies doctors quit taking because they can't get paid.
Right.
Viva's owned by doctors, so the first thing they figured out in 1998 is how do we get paid faster? So the doctors love Viva Medicare.
That was one of the first issues that they pushed, I'm sure.
That's right. They were like, all right, we're going to own our insurance yeah. company. How do we get paid faster?
So, well, now, where's
but it's true. We don't have to do the same games. We're a not-for-profit company. Another thing I'm very proud of, and we're very proud of at Viva, every penny that Viva's ever made since 1998, and that's over $500 million, has gone back to the state of Alabama for health care, for building hospitals, for doing you know, cancer research and all these things. So We don't pay these exorbitant salaries and these big CEO salaries. We're a not-for-profit, and we're very, very proud of that. Every penny stays right here in Alabama.
All right. Well, how about bringing us up to date on where your location is at, what hours you guys are open there, and maybe a phone number? and website?
All right. So you can reach us at 380-2222. That's our main office at 3071 Dolphin Street, right behind the Crystals drive-thru. We're open until probably 8 to midnight every night for the next few days, but our office hours are 8 to 5, but we'll be in that office, you know, at least to 8 o'clock every night till next Friday, including this weekend. I work from 8 to 8, both Saturday and Sunday.
Goodness gracious. Okay. Well, you know, you've got to do that because there's so many people that are interested in your product.
This time of year. That's right. That's right. You know, and our calls take about an hour a person, 45 minutes a person, so... You know, you got to get in there and answer all the questions and make people feel at ease and help them understand it. Medicare changes the rule every 15 minutes, so that's why there's people like me out there that live this stuff, so I can help people understand it.
Well, that is so true, Charlie, and we certainly appreciate Viva Medicare working with us on the Scuttlebutt Network here, and we appreciate you being able to come on board with us and enlighten us as to what we need to do and how we need to do it to enjoy your product.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. We love you guys, and God bless you, and thank you for what y'all do.
All right, brother. We appreciate your service. I know you're an Army vet. You know, it's jarheads. We still recognize you Army guys. I'll see you on the field somewhere, brother.
You got it, brother.
I know you're still refereeing all those football games, so when you can.
All right, man.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a blessed one, brother.
You too, bud.
All right. Viva Medicare there. Charlie Wilson is one of their local sales reps there. And if you need that insurance, give them a call, Viva.
Yeah, they do an outstanding job. And, you know, obviously they have very knowledgeable staff. And that it really helps because Medicare can be complicated. So we appreciate him coming on. On the other side of the break, we are hoping to talk with Mr. Panini Pete with Ed Seafood Shed. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans, for the veterans, and 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, check us out on Facebook. If you like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired shows on most of the podcast sites. And Tom's Tirade is on demand via podcast at castbox.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg in Kimberly.
We have to say all the folks because there's a laundry list of them
They're unbelievable, and they've got a bunch of new lawyers over there, so we'll have some of them on pretty soon.
There you go, fresh meat.
Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, I find friends over there, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And we certainly can't forget the fabulous Panini Pete at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Absolutely. And it is an honor to be joined tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network by Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed. Panini Pete. Sorry, Ed. Yeah. thanks for being with us.
Hey, what's going on, Cal? What's going on, Tom? How are you guys?
Oh, man, we're kicking and growling, getting ready for all these holidays. I know you guys are having all kind of parties over there.
Oh, my gosh. That place is party central, man. We have so – Ed especially is just wide open, buddy. A lot of parties.
In that regard, dude, how much advance notice do you need to set up a party over there, Pete?
I mean, give me a good 5 or 10 minutes, and we're ready to roll, baby.
There you go.
You sound like something I would pull off. Yeah, I'm coming over, Pete. I've got 20 people with me. Well, bring
yeah,
them on.
I mean, it happened. It's a good time to check now and call ahead because we do have a lot booked. I mean, Ed and Barbara always did a good job doing parties, and we've carried that tradition on. So we got 10s and 20s and 30s, and, you know, call ahead. But we're always flexible, and we're always doing everything we can. I mean, that's our job. We feed people,
right.
You know.
And you do a good job of it. Well, what's happening with Ed since you've taken it over? And I know you've made a lot of changes and added a few things. Bring us up to date.
Man, I tell you, we're really just looking forward to kick off 2019 like crazy. You know, we got some plans to extend the size of the bar, and we're loading up the roof over that lower deck and just adding some pizzazz to the facility. It's a beautiful place, a beautiful view. We want to maximize that. Food, we're doing some cool fresh catches, some neat little new specials, and, you know, along with Mullet Monday, we're doing smoked mullet dip. We got the Fish Taco Tuesday. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, and the crew is just phenomenal. Love them folks.
Well, I tell you, from the appearance of the crew and some of the guys, some of the older ones there, and I see a lot of new faces, but they are doing an outstanding job, and the quality of the service and the food is just outstanding.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate your support. They are good. We got some of the old-timers in there. There's some folks that worked for Ed Barr for 15 years, you know.
Yeah.
And they're solid, and, you know, and we've got some new kids in there, and everybody's really hustling and taking care of business, baby.
Yeah, what's happening on Thursday night?
Man, you know, Thursday, we've been doing that Throwback Thursday with Lynn Wise. Now, you know, the weather, it's weather permitting, so that may end up taking a little side note through the winter because he was music. But we are doing the lunch menu all day. So, you know, if you're on a little budget, no worries. You can come down and get a great meal and save a few bucks.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, Pete.
I'm going to slap him in a minute to get him reprogrammed.
Well, people are going to know it's not Ed because he's got a totally different – he speaks a little faster than
I believe
Ed.
He does. I believe he does.
But, Pete, with the holidays coming up, I know Tom was mentioning parties and folks coming to Ed's, but do you do any catering through any of your operations?
You know, we're not doing, like, on-premise catering. Well, I shouldn't say that. We do some events, but we do a lot of pickup catering. You know, Ed's is – people calling and ordering up, you know, gallons of gumbo and the slaw. And, you know, we had a guy coming tomorrow. He wants to make his own po' boys, but he don't want to fry the shrimp. And he's ordering 10 pounds of fried shrimp with remoulade sauce just so he can go make his own po' boy. So we like doing that stuff. You know, if you want an on-premise party catered, give us a little heads up, and we can make that happen.
Outstanding. But that's a neat idea. If you you don't want to have to cook it yourself, what a great idea to be able to go and get some great food. It'll be nice and hot and take it home.
Right.
Make your own po' boys or fantastic gumbo. And, of course,
somebody like me that doesn't cook.
Yeah.
That's what we're there for. I can't wait till they start building houses without even a kitchen in the dang thing. Just give them a little toaster oven and a microwave and let those restaurants do the rest.
There you go. Yeah. Send it out to you with one of them little helicopter planes.
Yeah, drone. There you go.
Send a drone out, man. Yeah.
That's what Ed's needs is a drone.
You know what? We were over there. We had a big shindig over there not too long ago. We had a bunch of the guys from the rowing group, and we went over there.
Row or die. They're getting ready.
Yeah, and we went out on the back porch there, and we looked out, and here's a drone out there. And it's circling around like it's taking pictures. I said, man, we ought to moon that sucker, you know?
Only Tom.
Well, if you did, I'll know. I'm supposed to have that footage. I'm supposed to have that edited footage. We might have to blurt you out.
Oh, that was your drone?
Yeah, that was our drone. Did you see my pilot helmet on?
I hear you, buddy. Yeah.
Pete, I thought I've heard you've got kind of a kid zone set up now.
Yeah, it's killer. You know, the family friendliness is just taken to the next notch. We got a putting green for the kids over in the east corner, and a hopscotch painted down there. And the cool thing is, you know, so they can putt and do all kinds of little things. We got the Gator Cups, but this spring we're going to be rolling out turtle races.
For what?
Kids, we're going to race live turtles up in there.
Oh man, come on!
And give away prizes for the kids.
We got to train me a turtle and bring him over.
Dock.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring your own turtle.
Bring your own turtle and juice him up, man.
No, don't. No, if you bring your own, we'll have to test them for performance-enhancing drugs. Hey,
well, I mean, you know, come on. I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Here comes Tom with the ringer. He's got a 23-pound tortoise.
Hey, man, you know how Marines are. If we're going to get involved, we're going to win. We're going to improvise and overcome.
Bring in the big guns.
Yeah, bring in the big guns.
So speaking of kids in the kid zone, do you have a special kids menu?
He wouldn't let
me
play back there.
Yeah, we got a good kids menu.
You kept taking the ball,
you know, with
Tom.
Little fried shrimp and chicken tenders and little burgers and all the stuff the kids kind of tend to like. And we got little popsicles, you know, kind of old school. You want a little popsicle for dessert. And it's just a fun atmosphere. They got that big deck out there. They can run around. We got a net. We got an 8-foot net down there so they don't jump in the swamp.
You did that just for me, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. You're always looking for an escape route.
I know, man. I'm looking for a way to get out of there in case somebody come after me.
In case when that server shows up with the check, he's got to net him in.
Scoot out the back way. About that, Pete.
I'm kidding.
So Pete, I know you got the holidays coming up. Do you have any events? I know you are really active in supporting our military troops all over the world. Have you got anything in the works?
Today's going to be a big year for the Mass Lords, guys. We are really going full bore. We're doing a big Super Bowl event, taking some chefs out to the Middle East. I can't be real specific where we're going. They don't like that, and they could be listening. But we're doing a big Super Bowl party out there. So we're going to do, like, tailgates at three or four different bases of the carrier. And we'll be doing wings for them and nachos and tacos and chili and fun kind of tailgate food. And we'll have some professional former NFL athletes with us, you know, to round it out. We've got Asian tour next year. We've got a European tour. We've got Gitmo again. We've got Guam, Hawaii. We got a bunch of cool stuff coming up next year. Probably about 10 tours.
I'm glad you guys got guys like Nick around.
Shoot, you ain't kidding, huh?
Thank God for Nick to keep the place open while you're gone.
He's the general. I don't know that I'll do them all next year. Yeah. You know, we got some new guys coming in and that we're heading up. And it's hard. It's hard to do them all. Some of these tours are 12, 14 days.
Good gracious.
It's hard to get away for that long, but, you know, and I like to spread it around. It's a huge honor, and there's a lot of great young guys that are working with us now and gals that it's awesome to send them out. And, you know, I'm lucky I'm at a point where I can kind of pick and choose the ones that I want to participate in or just whichever ones I need to. But, you know, because being on a carrier and getting a chance to see these young men and women work and all they do, it's a life-changing experience. And as much as you want to do it again and again and again, if you get a chance to share that with somebody and impact them and get another civilian to open their damn eyes and get their head out of their keister and see what you guys do how much we need to support it, then that's a big win.
Well, what you're doing for the troops is well taken as well, though, Pete. They love it.
Oh, my gosh, they do. They really, really do. Very appreciative, very humble, very thankful, hard work. And it's a mutual, it's like Woodstock. It's just a love fest. We're out there telling them thank you, and they're telling us thank you, and we just don't stop.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a blessing, and we really appreciate what you did with our guys for the Fight or Die, our rowers. We brought Pete on board there, got him involved, and, man, they went, you know, he just did an awesome thing for all those guys and what they're doing. And you know, they'll be back again next year, Pete, so we'll be sure to bring them over.
Exciting thing, I got to stand on the boat, man. I got to get on the boat.
Oh, yeah, I got your picture in the boat. I got on live
boat,
Facebook.
I almost broke it, but I didn't. This thing's still strong.
Yeah, were you able to comment on the galley?
What,
you know,
galley?
I went in there and looked around. It was pretty Spartan.
Yeah.
It was a pretty Spartan galley.
Yeah, yeah, like it looked like there's going to be a lot of MREs or something on there.
There's going to be a lot of sushi, maybe. You're catching fish.
Yeah, catching enough fish.
There you go. Well, hey, Pete, we appreciate your support. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And don't be a stranger. Let us know what's going on. Where can folks go for more information about Ed's?
You know, I mean, on Instagram at Seafood Shed and on Facebook, and, you know, they do a great job with social media there to find out what's going on and when it's happening. they can always call us down there and hit the other joints too. We got, you know, Panini Pete's down in Fairhope and Sunset Point, and something new and exciting coming in downtown Mobile early next year that I'll, you know, I'll do an announcement later.
That sounds great. All right, Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed, thank you so much for everything you do for our military and veterans, and we thank you for joining us tonight. Have a great Christmas if we don't hear from you.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Pete.
On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on hot wars, cold wars, and forgotten wars. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
In Stanley Kubrick's 1986 Vietnam War film, Full Metal Jacket, R. Lee Ermey would become famous as Marine Drill Instructor Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. 20 years earlier, Ermey had been a real sergeant training Marines to go to Vietnam.
In 1966, the sky fell in on us. The roof caved in, and all of a sudden, they needed warm bodies in Vietnam. Now we're picking up 120 privates, which if you line 120 privates up, boy, oh boy, it looks like a mule train. So we got twice as many privates. We've got 4 weeks left to train them in. But yet, now, we're not just infiltrating these privates into modern-day Marine Corps. Now we're sending these privates to Vietnam to fight the war.
From 1966 through 1973, sergeants in the Marine Corps trained over 335,000 new recruits. All of them came through the Marine Corps recruit depots in Parris Island, South Carolina, or San Diego, California, where Lee Ermey served from 1966 through 1968.
You can't hold yourself responsible, but you feel that you are. You feel that you have a lot to say about whether they're prepared to go into combat or whether they're not. There's not a sergeant in the Marine Corps that doesn't feel that they're ultimately responsible, totally responsible for each and every individual in their command. And I think the drill instructors were under tremendous pressure back in those days.
When the Marine Corps basic training was cut to 8 weeks, it added additional pressure to the sergeant's job. The shortened time to get recruits ready for war made an intense process even more fierce.
I didn't know anyone that didn't raise a hand to a private, but it was a constructive raise of a hand. It was not a, I want to hit you so that I can hurt you and abuse you type thing. It was a, did you learn anything from that private? Which side was that private pile? Right side, huh? Or left side? What side was that private pile? He knows forever, the rest of his life, he knows which side is this, which side's the left side of his face and which side's the right face.
The world got a dramatic close-up look at sergeants training recruits when Full Metal Jacket was released.
Sir, I said it, sir!
Well, no sh**. What have we got here? Comedian, private joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and f*** my sister. You little scumbag! I got your name! I got your ass! You will not laugh! You will not cry! You will learn by the numbers! I will teach you! Now get up! Get on your feet!
My main objective was just basically to play the drill instructor the way the drill instructor was. Now let the chips fall where they may.
You had best yourself or I will unscrew your head and down your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir.
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir.
You got a war face? Ah, that's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
Ah!
Bullshit, you didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
Ah!
You don't scare me. Work on it.
Sir, yes, sir.
You can ask any drill instructor who was down here in 1965, 1966. That's exactly the way the drill instructor's demeanor was. There was no punches pulled. Marine Corps never did condone maltreatment. It's always been against regulations. It's always been against the law. But our workload was just terrible. So rather than drop him down for 25 push-ups, It was real simple and real quick for me just to walk past him and drop him to his knees with a little shot in the solar plexus and a little verbal chastising right there on the spot. Now get up and let's rock and roll and let's learn and let's train.
The script received an Academy Award nomination, but many of Ermey's lines were taken straight from his experiences during the war.
And the way we did it was we would discuss the scene. Kubrick would punch the button on his tape recorder, and I would go on and on and off or whatever you want to call it, until I ran out of gas. I'd do it three or four times, and then we would take the tape and we would send it down to the production secretary. She would transcribe that and send it back up to us, and we would just select the juiciest lines out of this 10 or 12 pages of typewritten dialogue, just pick the juiciest lines and incorporate those into the scene. The thing on his agenda when he got into that mess hall was to head right for that table because Stars and Stripes newspapers were there, and we would go right to the back page, and it was the obituaries from Vietnam. And you'd read down, and if any of your guys were on there, it was painful, very painful. You're not mad at him. It's my thing that's going through my mind is, are all the other privates able to hear me? Let's see, we're pretty close to the front of the tune. I should face him. Instead of facing square into him, I need to face this way so all the rest of the platoon, each individual in the platoon, can hear exactly what the hell I've got to say to private, whoever it is.
This thing is done. That's what I tell me.
I'm a firm believer that the greatest instructors in the Marine Corps today and in yesteryear have always been just damn near stand-up comedians.
You just want to get to know me better, huh? Huh, shut up.
Contrary to popular belief, learning how to do a right face when it's about 95 degrees in the shade is not really very much fun. And it's not so interesting either, so you do really have to keep their attention. I never had a soft side with them. I don't have a soft side with you. I don't have a soft side with any damn body. So I can take a private that can do 9 pull-ups, and damn it, by the time I finish talking to that private, he can do 12. Why? Because I've intimidated this private so severely that I've convinced him that he can do 12 or he's going to die. That's why. And so when it starts to be painful, he doesn't quit.
Boys, for the month of July, your tails are mine. You're gonna walk, talk, eat, and sleep military might. The whole month is weapons, heroes, and history. Do you have something to say to me?
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old veterans with just a little bit to say, the fighting spirit to keep it, and the First Amendment right to say it. And, you know, we remembered the folks that we lost, the troops we lost over in Afghanistan. We also lost one of our Marine Corps Marine members, Bob Gesnard.
Bob Gesnard, yes, we did.
The day before Thanksgiving, he was a member of the Marines and served honorably. He was also an active member of
P.L. Wilson Detachment,
yep,
Marine Corps League.
Had been
sure
for
was.
A number, yep, of years.
Yep.
So we are just thinking about him, remembering him and his family as we go into TAPS tonight. And that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!